Today, I would like to talk about the four productions. It's called in Bali, Stura Rekha Bhavana. So I think many of the yogis here are already familiar with this talk because our Venerable Sayaraji Upandita often talks about this topic, right? So number one, Asubha Bhavana, right? Contemplation of the disgust of the corpse. So in contemplation of the corpse, yogis reflect on the decay of the dead body. Reflecting on the disgust of the corpse, yogis can reduce his heart attachment to the body as well. When the yogi experiences something disturbing during the meditation, yogi cannot easily. So most of our time, we don't think about the death, right? Even though we see many times, right? We see many times our relatives, our grandfather and mother, right? Our father, mother, right? So our friends, they died, right? When they died, we see it, but we rarely think about, right? We were dying one day like this. That's why when we see something like the dead body or a disease, we feel very, very scared, right? It's a nature. If we practice Asubha Bhavana, the contemplation of the discard of the body, which you have seen before, right? So you reflect on the dead body, or everyone were dying like this, I were dying like this, right? My body is one day, when I die, my body will not be useful, right? So for example, many people left the very famous movie star, right? They really like to watch their face, right? So they want to see, but if someone died, if the famous movie star died, after a few days, the best mess came out. Then no one wants to see it, right? So even though someone is very famous, or very, very scholar, very rich, but when we died, only a few days, people, how do they see, watch, but later, personnel came out, no one want to keep it, our dead body. Then no one want to see the dead body. Means, if we don't think about the death, of course, we love our body so much, right? We love. We always look at our body, right? If something happened, we scare. But when we think about, since we are human beings, all beings, no one can escape, right? No one can escape from the death. Even though we scare very much, right? We scare very much, but we cannot escape from the old age, disease, and death. So it means everyone will have to see this experience sooner or later. We don't know when, but surely we will have this experience one day, right? If you reflect on this kind of Asubha Bhavana, then when you practice meditation, when you see something, then you can know easily. If you do not reflect on those kind of things, then when you see something, then you feel scared, right? So when was teaching meditation in Thailand? So one lady, actually she see rice and person very clearly, right? We think our body is always the same. Actually, no, right? Our body and mind always changing, changing. We don't observe, that's why we don't see it. If we observed, then our body and mind changing continuously every moment. That's why we are different from the our childhood. When you look at about your 10 years old, about 20 years old, you are different, right? Then when you were 10, 20, you look more beautiful, handsome, right? Your skin more, how do they smooth. But when we get many years, right? So when we are about 35, 40, 55, 60, 65, then their body and mind changing, then our hair, our skin, our bone changing, right? So, but we don't see it because we don't observe carefully. When you observe carefully, every moment, the mind and matter phenomena changing all the time. Then, some yogi, they are not used to observe the reflect on the corpse or OH, then they feel scared. This is one of the problem, right? So many yogis, they can do practice meditation. When they see rice and passing away, right, they don't want to see it. Sometimes they want to stop. Sometimes some people cry, right? Even when I was teaching in DMC, one of the yogis came to report. So I want to stop meditation. So I ask her, why? Because when I observe objects, everything is changing all the time. I don't want to see it. Right? He wants to practice meditation, but when he see everything is changing, he doesn't want to see it, right? So he wants to go home. So we must accept that, right? This is that you really see the reality. If you don't observe, you will not see it. Of course, even though we don't see it, but our body, mind changing every moment. Every moment. So that's why when you reflect on Asubha Bhavana very often, then when you are practicing meditation, when you see something, you can note easily. You can overcome easily, right? So if you see something you don't like it during your sedate meditation, during your sedate meditation, if you see something you don't like it, you scared, then this kind of object can appear over and over. You can see those kind of object many times because you don't like it. Right? If you see something you like it, you have attachment, then you can see those kind of objects over and over, right? Because you like it. So that's why when you see something, just observe it, seeing, seeing, right? If you feel scared, just observe scary, scary, right? If you feel hate, hate, hate. If you feel like it, you have to observe like especially for Asian people. They are used to reflect on the Buddha, right? So when they practice meditation, so they see the Buddha image, right? So Asian people like it. They thought this is very good for our meditation. So they don't really observe seeing, they like it. Then the Buddha image often came to their meditation, right? Even the Buddha image came to your meditation, if the Buddha image comes very often, if you cannot note, it is not good for your meditation. You must note. seeing, seeing. In meditation, even you see the Buddha statue, even you see the movie, even you see the dead body, even you see the snake, even you see the tiger, even you see the animal, whatever you see, you must observe very carefully. Right? If you cannot observe very carefully, for example, you scare, you don't like it, sometimes you like it, then the object stay very long, right? Very long. When you are practicing meditation, for example, even you watch the movie 20 years ago, at the moment you was like it very much. After 20 years, then you practice meditation, those kind of experience can come in. So if you see just now seeing, seeing, if you are desire, now desire, desire, right? So means even though you don't want to see it again, but of course, when you do meditation, you can see those kind of experience, right? Just now seeing, seeing. For example, if someone is, they are soldier, right? So it depends on your, where you work in the best. If you are soldier, of course, you might see the many kind of dead body, right? One of the yogis report. So he was soldier. Then he killed the enemy. So I think he killed many times. He shoot the enemy many times until the enemy death. So when he was practicing meditation, he see the enemy he shoot. He said, I shoot him many times. And finally, his eyes finally closed and died. So right now, I feel very sad or for my action, I feel scary. So he cannot note for 2 or 3 days. Then I do him. No, if you don't like it, you feel scary, if you cannot note. That's why you can see those kind of objects, right? Just observe it, seeing, seeing, scary, scary. If you keep seeing this object, go back to the primary object, right? I think poorly. Then in this way, you can overcome it, right? The objects stay very long because you cannot know very carefully. Because you see sometimes you feel scared, you stopped, or this object is still coming, I don't like it, you stop. Then you know that you stop, that's why this object coming. If you keep observing the object carefully, definitely, right? If you observe maybe about 5 times, you can overcome it. Even you like it, then, for example, when you see the object, actually, before you note, you aware of, oh, what it is, right? Before you note every object, oh, what is, it is good, it is not good. Then it is good, you like it, and when you note that, then the object can stay longer. Or it is not good, you don't like it, then you note that. Then the object can stay longer. Right? That's why in meditation, we are observing the object. We are not choosing the object, it is good or not. It is good, I want to see again. It is not good, I don't want to see again. No, no. We just observe it. Whatever you see, seeing, seeing, right? Seeing, seeing, hearing, hearing. Like it, this. If you can observe every object, every moment, so your concentration, your mindfulness can be stronger and stronger. Right? The difficult thing is many yogis cannot know the objects immediately. When they see, for example, when you see the pain, before you know the pain coming, I don't like it. Still, I cannot overcome it. It means that you have thinking. For the object. If you are thinking you don't like it, when you know that, me, of course, since you see the pain, you don't like it, when you know that, the pain will stay longer, right? For example, when you go out, When you see someone, you don't like it. Even you go back to your home, you still see the person's face, right? Because you don't like it, you hate. If you hate someone, even though you go to your bed, close your eyes, you still see that their person, you don't like it. Someone you like it, then even though you go home, but you still see that their person because you like it. If you do not like it or like it, just seeing, right? Their person will not stay in your mind very long. Right? If you like it, their person can stay in your mind very long because your attachment. If you don't like it, their person can stay in your mind because you hate it. Right? Because of the hate or because attachment, their person can stay in our mind. So means if we just observe it, for example, when you see the pain, just know pain, pain, right? Then the pain will go away or stopped. But if you hate, or I have been practicing meditation for many years, and still have pain, so I don't like it, so I don't want to see it, then the pain can stay longer. You can see. Sometimes, for example, when you are practicing meditation, sometimes you see the light. So we call in Bali obasa. So many people think when they see the light, their meditation is very good, right? So they can see light many times, right? So I have the French yogi. He already studied Bali a lot, so he has some experience. So when he sees the light, he feels he likes it a lot. So about 2 weeks, every day he came to report, said, oh, I see the light. Every day he report, I see the light. Finally, I have to tell him openly, no, if you see the light, means that you like it. You have to know very carefully. If you cannot note, your meditation will not make progress, right? In meditation, you see the light or you see the calmness, peaceful, you see, the pain or something, whatever you see, just observe it, right? If you observe it, then you can overcome, then you can make progress, right? If you cannot note, the objects can come in over and over, right? So that's why, number one, right, asubha bhavana. Before you practice day meditation, right, you have to, that I will tell you about the four, right? You have to choose one. Before you practice meditation, you can practice about 5 minutes, the one of them, right? Right now, the number one, asubha bhavana. So number two, metta bhavana. The contemplation of the loving kindness, right? So when you practice loving kindness, you can practice yourself first. You can say in Bali or in your language. If you can say, Awero ho mi, right? Abya becho ho mi, Anigo ho mi, Sukhi adana parihara mi, right? You have to practice yourself first. Then you can say Lida, Mama Mada Bidu, Acharya Cha, Nyadi Maita Cha, Sa Brahmachari No Cha, Avera Hondu, Abhya Becha Hondu, Aniga Hondu, Sukhi Adana Bariharandu, right? Ima Same Arame, Sabe Yogi No, Avera Hondu, Abhya Becha Hondu, Aniga Hondu, Sukhi Adhanam Bariharandu. Ima Samay Arame, Sabe Bhikkhu Samne Racha, Ubasaka Ubasika Yocha, Avera Hondu, Abhya Becha Hondu, Aniga Hondu, Sukhi Adhanam Bariharandu, right? So you can see yourself, then you can practice your father and mother, right? So when you practice loving kindness, you can practice in any language. If you are Vietnamese, you can practice in Vietnamese language the same meaning, right? If you are Chinese, you can practice in Chinese language. If you are Burmese, you can practice in Burmese. If you are American, right, you can practice in English, right? If you practice loving kindness, then you can get the concentration easily. Even when you feel sometimes anger, or sometimes you feel hatred, right? Then you can overcome it, right? So when you practice meditation, for example, before you had, you don't like it someone. You hate your husband or you hate your wife, right? So it's true, right? In Thailand, I teach. So one of the Kaba came to meditation center. I thought they love each other very much, right? Because the way they talk, they seem like very much. After they practice meditation about 3 days, the one lady came to report, said, oh, I have anger. Oh, why? I hate my husband very much. I cannot know, I hate him very much. I cannot know, if you hate, carefully. Then after a few days, she said, hey, I can overcome it. So even though they are husband, wife, but sometimes, right, they hate each other, right? So when they practice meditation, then the anger came out. So observe carefully, right? Carefully hate. So then, if you can observe carefully, then you will overcome, right? So that's why when you observe the hate, anger, actually you are washing your mind, right? So you note the anger go away, means your mind is clearer and clearer, right? Note anger carefully. So that's why when you are practicing meditation, whatever appears in your mind, don't be upset or don't be worried. Just observe it. Anger, desire, right? Whatever you see, just note. Then if the objects keep coming, then go back to primary object, rising, falling, right? When you see the centripetal bodies, think about you are not the only one, right? Everyone has the same experience. For example, when you see the pain, when you feel a lot of wandering mind, thinking mind, or when you feel sometimes a lot of anger coming, you are not the only one. Everyone has the same experience, right? The most important thing is observe carefully. Do not have any question why, right? In meditation, you don't need question. You may need question in your school, right? But in the Dhamma hall, if you have a question, but you will not overcome. In the meditation, right, you don't need question, you just observe it. Observe it carefully, then you will overcome everything, right? Then number two, number three. Buddha nosati. Contemplation of the Buddha's quality. If you are not very familiar, the nine quality of the Buddha is very hard to observe, right? If you are already practicing these qualities, right, then you can gain. For example, I gave you the example. Yeah, one can contemplate, right, on one or two qualities. The Buddha gained the Dhamma through his practice of meditation. The way the Buddha spoke was very harmonious and kind, right? So one of the Buddha qualities is we call Samma Sambuddha. Samma Sambuddha means he knows this Dhamma himself without any teacher, right? When he practiced in the forest, actually he didn't have the teacher. That's why he had scientific bodies for a few years, right? He didn't get the right meditation instructions, right? Then finally, he found, then he gained the enlightenment. So means he knows this Dhamma through his practice meditation, right? Then Sukada. Sukada means that he spoke harmoniously, good speech, right? He doesn't use the harsh word, so on. So if you know the quality of the Buddha, you can contemplate, right? Arahant, Sama, Sambuddho, Vaisasarana, Samano, Sukado, Loka, Vidu, Anodaro, Purisa, Dhamma, Sarati, Saddha, Deva, Manosana, Buddha, Bhagava, right? Arahant, Sama, Sambuddho, Vaisasarana, Samano, Sukado, Loka, Vidu, Anodaro, Purisa, Dhamma, Sarati, Saddha, Deva, Manosana, Buddha, Bhagava, right? You can choose one of them. Right, this is number three. Number four, Marana Nosati, the contemplation of the death, right? So the number one is you reflect on the dead body. The number four is you think about yourself or my life is uncertain, I will die one day, right? So I will die one day, you have to reflect on yourself. Before you go to sleep, right, for example, in your daily life, before you go to sleep, lying down on the bed, or now I'm still alive, but one day I will die, so I cannot escape, right? So you think about yourself as a dead person. So if you practice in this way, you can reduce a lot of attachment. Many people are very greedy. Right? Some people are very greedy. They have a lot of lobha, greed, because they don't observe the death, right? If we know one day we will die, one day we will die, means if we clearly see, right? We are dying one day, how can we have attachment so much, right? Many people are very, very greed, right? Many people are greedy. They have a lot of mana, proud, right? They have a lot of anger, right? They have a lot of jealous because they think they will be forever, right? If we know one day we will die, surely, we cannot escape. If we know very, very clearly through our practice meditation, how can we have attachment for our body or for our position or for our other things, right? Because we don't know. That's why we have to reflect one day. Someone thought if we reflect this kind of things, it is make scary. Actually, no, we have more energy. Since we know we are dying one day, we have a lot of energy to work for ourselves, for others' benefit, right? Since we know, right, we know that how to practice meditation, then we want to help others because their life is very short, right? Maybe 80 years, maybe 75, 70, 65. So life is very short. When we are still alive, then we want to have others. So we want to have the loving kindness. Right? If someone do not have loving kindness, or they are greedy, they don't care about others' benefit, definitely their person doesn't understand about their death or about the disease or like old age, doesn't think about. If we really think about and if we understand, right, we have more loving kindness. We want to share things with others always. Means we are not practice selfish, right? If someone is selfish, If someone is always look at their own benefit, don't care about others because they are saying, don't understand. Right? Don't understand. If we understand, right, then we want to be peaceful. We don't want to be argued with others, right? We want to be always, right, peaceful and happy. So that's why this kind of practice is also very helpful for your daily life. Very, very helpful, right? Many people are so proud for their business, for their beauty, for their life, right? For their property, right? Then if we practice this kind of things, then so we can see clearly, then we can reduce. Many people have problem because of the attachment. So you can learn many, many things from the many people. If someone has a lot of problem, right? A lot of problem because of the kilesa, attachment. If we reduce kilesa, attachment, then we see less problem. We don't see the problem sometimes at all, right? So means many people has problem because they don't see this kind of things, right? So they have there a lot of kilesa. So that's why attachment have problem. So when we practice this kind of things, then we can reduce kilesa sometimes little by little, sometimes a lot, right? So that we call the four protection, right? So the Sruddhareka Bhavana. So you can choose one every day before you practice sitting meditation. If you like to practice loving kindness, right? So you can choose number two, right, before you sit. If you like it, number one, you can choose number one. If you like it, number one, you have to see the dead body, right? For example, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, you see that someone died, their body, then you can see this kind of dead body, right? Practice contemplating, right? So then if you like it, number two, you can choose number two, Metta Bhavana. Then if you like it, number three, you can choose. If you like it, number four, you can choose number four. How long you need to practice? About 5 minutes, right? When you apply, you close your eyes. Then if you choose Metta loving kindness, then you can practice. Focus carefully. Carefully. Then after you practice 5 minutes, then go back to the primary object, rising, falling, right? Then during your sitting meditation, even though you see something at the time, please do not practice loving kindness anymore. So means only you need to practice loving kindness or others about 5 minutes before you know the rising, falling, right? Before you start. After you start the rising, falling, even though you see a lot of wandering mind, even though you see a lot of pain, even though you see something, don't stop. Not carefully. Don't go back to the four protection anymore, right? Because if you go to the four protection very often, whatever you see, something difficulties, you don't want to try, right? You try to send loving kindness. You're trying to share merit, right? So don't do that, right? During your sitting meditation, even though you see something, don't share merit with others or don't stop practicing meditation. Carefully note, carefully, then you will overcome it, right? So that's why the four protection is also very helpful for your meditation, especially right? If you are very scared to see rising and passing away, if you are very scared to see pain, right? So if you practice this one of them, then they will be very, very helpful, right? If you can note everything during your sitting meditation, means every day you have a lot of chance to improve your sati, your mindfulness and your concentration. So, yogi should note everything, right? Whatever you see, note carefully, then go back to primary object, right? Don't think about it is good or not, it is bad experience or good experience. Observe carefully, then you will go back to the primary object. Even you feel lazy, right? Sometimes you feel uncomfortable. Don't take break, right? During your retreat, even though you feel lazy, don't go back to your room, right? If you feel lazy, you should practice more, right? Right? Because if you feel lazy, if you go back to your room, take break, it's not the right answer, right? If you feel lazy, you go back to your room, take break, means how can you overcome your laziness, right? You must fight, you must fight the laziness with your virya, right? Energy. If you feel lazy, for example, this morning after I had the breakfast, I feel a little lazy. So I fight my laziness, or if you are lazy, I will go to the Dhamma Hall. So after I had breakfast, then I came to the Dhamma Hall. I didn't take break. So after I washed my dish, then I came to the Dhamma Hall. I practiced walking meditation for 1 hour. Right? Then finally, I can overcome the laziness. Right? So that's why it's better not to take any break. If you take break, then your mind becomes more lazy, right? Lazy. Because you are lazy because you don't have the enough mindfulness and virya or concentration, right? Effort. If you do not have the concentration, the mindfulness, effort, sometimes you feel lazy, you want to take a break, or you want to lie down, right? So if you have the enough mindfulness, concentration, right? You will overcome it. That's why during your meditation retreat, if you feel lazy, not comfortable, don't take break. Right? If you take break, then you feel more lazy, then you don't gain the concentration, mindfulness, then you feel more lazy, even you don't want to come to the Dhamma Hall, right? That's why during your retreat, don't use the telephone, right? Don't use the telephone. Don't talk, right? Even you have the roommate, don't talk. Like a mute person, right? A mute person. If you talk, then you want to know more and more, right? It's better not to talk. So if you talk, then you want to know more and more, right? In the United States, right? We have the election, right? Within a few days. Don't ask who win, right? Just practice, right? Don't call, huh? So you may want to know who is winning the election, right? So winning yourself is more important, right? Winning Obama or John McCain, right? Winning Obama or John McCain is not important for your meditation, right? Winning Kilisa, right? Winning yourself, overcoming the laziness, right? Overcoming the difficulties is more important, right? Practice carefully. When I was teaching in Thailand, I didn't know, right? In Burma, we don't have very good communication. We don't use the telephone. But in Thailand, everyone uses telephone. So then many yogis do not make progress and find out what happened. Of course, they talk a lot on the phone. So then I have to learn how to say, do not use the telephone in time. So the translator teach me. So Yachin Torasa. So even though I don't speak Thai, but when I see the yogis, Yachin Torasa, don't use the telephone, they understand. Right? So also here, don't use the telephone, right? Don't talk, don't look at others, even though you have the roommate. Forget your meditation, right? The meditation idea is, if you practice carefully, then your concentration, your mindfulness, your energy increase every day. If you increase every day, then you may not feel bored anymore. So if you increase your concentration, mindfulness, the viriya, then even though you sit 2 hours, even though you stay very long, then you will not feel bored. You will be more happy. So this is the meditation idea, right? So I teach in Thailand 8 and a half months. So 10 yogis practiced 8 and a half months. Right? 10 yogis practiced 7 months, and 3 lay yogis practiced 8 and a half months. So it's very hard to imagine for ordinary people. We wake up very early, the whole day, we stay in the Dhamma hall doing walking meditation, doing sitting meditation, seem very boring, right? No fun at all, right? But if we really improve our sti, sama, concentration, mindfulness, actually this is real pure happiness. We found it. Every day we move our foot, lifting, moving forward, placing, that we observe the rising, falling. Then really the mind very calm, peaceful, happy, like very calm, very, very pure. This is the real happiness, right? So someone is happy, and outside they eat the good food, right? They go to the good restaurant, they enjoy it. Actually, we call it is not real happiness, because if they don't have the good food, they are not happy, right? Only when they have the good food, they are happy. If they don't have the good food, they are not happy. Means this happiness is not real happiness. Our happiness is real happiness, right? For example, someone likes the movie. They watch the movie, they like it, they enjoy it. After they finish the movie, they feel sad, right? Means this is not real happiness, right? Temporary happiness, right? So our happiness is real happiness. You feel, even though you go home, you will feel happy, clear, right? That's why we must improve our sati, samadhi, right? Concentration by practice carefully. By practice carefully, right? So that's why we only have about 21 days, right? Don't waste your time looking at others. Don't waste your time talking to your friends, right? Don't waste your time taking break. If you feel lazy, right? Come to the Dhamma hall, practice, right? Carefully. Then in this way, when you go home, after you practice 20 days, you will gain a lot of benefit, right? So now we have already 45 minutes, right? That's all for today. May you well and happy practice until attain Nirvana.